Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Cappy has his bullhorn and he is in Los Angeles, live and in person. Cap, did you come up for the big Laker Warriors game or will you not be attending?
No, of course I'm going. Things like this don't happen without me. You know what I'm saying? I got to be a part of this.
Do you agree with Andy that it is a must win for the Lakers?
Yes, it's a must win.
Yeah, they got to start making a move over these next 10 games. You can't go 5-5. You got to go 7-3.
Well, that may be true.
Who do you want to win, Mike?
I want Clay to go for 60 and Lakers win because the Warriors are in, so they don't have to worry about them. They'll make it, so the Lakers got to start making a move here.
Okay, all right, so rooting for the Lakers to win and Clay to have 60 points. Tonight.
Something like that, yeah. Okay. I'll take 40, though.
Okay, I'm with
that. I'm not that greedy.
Look at this young fella right here just walking in here.
El Cubano.
Look how cute he is.
The Ricky Ricardo of 710 ESPN.
That's right, he is.
Well, you need that. You guys like you and Trudell need booster seats. You guys are so little.
Well, wait, Tonato's not as short as Trudell.
Yes, he is. Trudell could post him up.
Trudell and I are about the same height.
See, there you go.
About the same height. Not much different. Maybe I'm a little taller, but not much.
So can I tell you guys, were cracking me up on the way up here from South L.A. And just by the way, you weren't here yesterday, Johnny, Mason was here. And I told a story that I probably shouldn't have told on the air. Which was that I got thrown out of the Hotel Del Coronado on Tuesday night for playing loud music, right? Thrown out.
Wait, that's a little excessive to throw you out. Why not just ask you to turn it down?
I mean, they had literally like a whole percussion band in there, basically.
Oh, that's
keyboard,
nudge.
Saxophone.
Yeah. In your room?
In the hotel room.
And drums.
Yeah. And I was playing the drums, like a drum box, and then I had like a tambourine on my foot, so I had like a full percussion section going for myself. And there were maracas and stuff. Anyway, they kick us out of the hotel. When I get to the valet to pick up my car, well, my girlfriend's car, I'd have parked on the street. I'm cheap. She got a nice Range Rover. We got a valet. So I say, how much for the valet? $40. $40.
So you didn't tip the guy?
So I didn't tip the guy.
Because he's a cheap ass.
Well, kind of, and I thought it was offensive. I thought $40.
It's not the guy's fault.
Yeah. No, but I figure
he doesn't set the price.
All right.
So here's the deal. So today.
Michael? What do you say?
Yeah, you got to tip him.
Thank you.
Okay.
$5, $10 bucks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fair enough.
You make enough money.
I felt the pressure, okay? I felt the karmic pressure
Did
happening.
You go back today?
You went back?
I did not go back. So today, I'm driving down the road, right? And all of a sudden, on my computer, my car, my tire says, hey, your tire's going flat. I'm like, I don't have time for this. So I pull into one of these like discount tire stores, right?
Yeah.
They find that there's this little tiny nail, but they don't have time to do it right now. But the guy fills up the car or the tire and says, you'll make it till tomorrow, okay? So I gave him $10.
Yeah.
So I made up. I just want you to hear this.
I'm listening.
Okay? I want you to hear this. I think I made up.
Because you gave some other guy a tip?
Correct.
What about the parking
attendant
at the
guy.
The Hotel Del that got bupkis?
But you still got to have karma. Like, you got to have good vibes. So I felt bad after yesterday, and now today I feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I still think you screwed the guy at the hotel.
You definitely screwed the guy,
at,
John. He
hotel
did, John.
Del.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe so, but
I was at a hotel over the past 3 days, and I tip excessively.
You're a Terranea, right?
Yes, because Terranea is so great to me. Mm-hmm. Those guys are all great, so I always make sure I overtip.
Okay. Well, when I go
did
to
the
Terranea,
guy have his hand out and you just ignored him.
No. He actually
and
he screwed
had to
up
your keys. What?
No, he screwed up the entire thing as well. There was a car parked in front, and then he comes up, and rather than like pulling so that we can just get in the car and leave, he like diagonally parked like right behind this guy so that we couldn't even move the car. It was weird.
You guys want to hear a weird thing Michael does in terms of hotels? It's somewhat inconsistent. So Michael is, you know, he's very neat, very cleanly.
He's a germaphobe.
Yeah. He's created a germaphobe out of me. I know.
So when we get to a hotel, Michael gets a bunch of sheets and other things so he doesn't have to sit right on furniture and, you know, blah, blah. But what you do that surprises me is then you put a do not disturb on your door and you don't let the cleaning lady in for our entire time we're there.
Oh, right. I understand that.
What was the point?
Because she's doing what you approve of, cleaning.
No, when you're there.
You don't change your sheets every day at home, right?
So but how great is it to do it on the road?
If you're in a hotel room for 3 days, why are you going to change your sheets? Yeah. I just need fresh towels.
Just stay out. It's fine. Yeah. I'm here. It's
my
stuff.
I need.
I want to leave.
My captain's setting up his band. He doesn't have time.
You need your bed. You need your bed made every day.
Oh yeah, right.
You know that he needs his bed made every day.
Yeah, if it's part of the deal, I'm in on it.
Well, but wait a second.
I don't need that.
Is there a difference between staying at a fancy resort like you were versus staying, and I know you guys stay in first-class hotels, but just staying in a hotel for a couple days when you're on the road for business versus you're with your wife, you know, you're living a resort life for a couple of days.
Yeah. The first night, we did not get any cleaning lady just because we were always in the room.
Oh, really?
And then the second, third nights, we did. But I'm on the road when I'm with Michael, like this, we're going on a trip Saturday. I will call down if I have a do not disturb and tell him I'm leaving for an hour. Can you come clean the room?
Wow.
Michael doesn't.
I'm cool.
Which is weird because you love cleanliness is next to godliness.
Billy McDonald does the same. Me, Stu doesn't need a turn down service every night.
Yeah, I don't need that.
What are you? What's the low maintenance? Thurston Howell III over there.
Low maintenance, man.
Yeah.
You know, low maintenance, high maintenance.
As long as you give him 30 extra towels, he's okay.
That's right. Yeah.
And figures it out.
So you guys are killing me today. So I'm driving up, right? And you guys are talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And this like 3 day cave that he's been in.
And he paid money to go to.
And AK's like, it's kind of like a glorified hole.
Yeah.
You know, like when they throw bad guys in the hole for bad behavior in jail, in prison, it's kind of like a glorified hole. And you cannot wrap your head, John Ireland, around what Andy is trying to preach here today, that Aaron Rodgers is getting, I don't know what, but something. And all these people who are waiting in line, they must think they're going to get something out of this thing. I'm with you. I don't want to pay for it either.
Right. What's the difference between what Aaron Rodgers did, Michael, and me going to my house, kicking my family out for 3 days and saying, I'm just going to sit here in the dark for 3 days and it costs me nothing?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know.
Because I don't think you're going to have the discipline to do that in your own house. It becomes way easier to quit when you're in your own place and not in a different environment and you didn't put down an investment.
Yeah, but you can just sit on your porch, smoke a cigar, and just contemplate.
But that's not the... But apparently,
I don't think that's what Aaron Rodgers
it requires.
Different headspace. Smoking something else and contemplating.
That's what a normal person do. You get a little cigar, get a beer or some brandy or something, you sit out there in nature and just think.
That's
you
don't what
need
normal
to go to
some
cave.
No, that's what normal people do. They get brandy, beer, and cigars.
Right, exactly.
And they contemplate.
Yeah. Sinano, 23 games left. How many do the Lakers need to win to get in?
They need at least 15. 14, 15 is the lowest bar to clear.
According to 538, they're going to win 13 more games.
13.
Finish 40-42 and get the 10.
That might be the 10. That's your best shot.
But that's cutting it close.
Right. If you get 14, I think, if you get 14 or 15, you're in the play-in. ESPN's BPI has them at 51% to get into the play-in. Only 32, I think, or 33 to get into the playoff.
Michael. But what they need is cooperation from three teams ahead of them to lose. And what 538 is predicting is that Portland, Utah, and Oklahoma City are all going to lose.
All teams that they're going to see. I don't know what the total combination
they play them all.
Is. Right.
Yeah, and Portland, I think we're done with, right, Mike? Everybody else, we...
Yeah,
Michael,
done.
I'm very optimistic, okay? I think LeBron is refreshed. He's saying the right stuff. So's Coach Ham. The roster is better. They're going to go out on the road together, which is where I think teams bond.
Yep.
Okay? And I think this team could go 18-5. I think this team could go big.
They haven't done anything close to that all year.
Correct. They
it's
haven't.
A different team.
They have not.
It's
but
true.
But it's not just the different parts. It's the whole different attitude. Like, I feel like everybody now can go into the locker room like, oh God, it's nice to be in here. Jerk off is gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the guy that was the cancer of their locker room. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I think a whole new attitude can lead to a monster winning streak.
So can I assume that you think the Clippers made a mistake by picking up Russ?
I love that, actually. I love that Russ is with the Clippers now. I freaking love it, man.
Yeah, I think it might work.
I love it. Well, I don't know if it'll work. I just know that he'll be happy for a little bit, then he'll get really upset, and then it'll turn into drama.
Right. Yeah. Well, there is never any shortage of drama when it regards either the Clippers or the Lakers. I think they'll both be in.
Here's the difference, though. The Clippers don't need Russ, so they just can play him. They like Ty Lue can just literally say to him, "All right, your role is 20 minutes, and ball out for 20 minutes, and that's it." And he's a luxury for the Clippers.
Right.
He was a necessity for the Lakers, the way they were constructed.
The worst thing that happens with Russ in the Clippers, if it doesn't work, he either accepts not playing or you cut him or whatever, right. And you wasted the time trying to integrate him.
Right.
But he is not as important as it was for the Lakers to try
Correct.
To figure this thing out.
Yeah, 100%.
But don't you think that, like, there was a time where Russ was actually showing to be a good teammate? And you're like, wow, I was kind of surprised by that. I didn't think he would ever really be able to do it. And then he became Russ again. So he might go there and be a good teammate. But
well, they only have to play for a few, you know, a little while.
All right, so we were talking about it earlier. I'm going to throw it at you two guys. George, I'll start with you. I put you in charge of fixing All-Star Weekend. It had the lowest ratings it's ever had.
I already said this yesterday. A buddy of mine said this to me yesterday. Mike Goldfarb, who's a producer over on the TV building. A one-on-one tournament. You get all the All-Stars, and you do 16 in each conference.
You know, they did this in the 70s.
One-on-one tournament. That's what you do. The players would never go for it, but that is what you do. You do that, people will watch.
Cap, fix All-Star Weekend. What do you do?
Can't be fixed.
No.
That's Michael's position. Yeah.
Can't be fixed.
My position
too.
Was embarrassing.
Cannot be fixed. You know,
Georgia makes too much money. I don't think they'll kill it.
Oh, no,
they'll never kill it. First of all, here's the other thing.
Why would people go to watch that?
Here's the other thing. We also, we always remember things as it goes further and further away, more fondly than it actually is. The players for two decades have literally only played defense the last 5 minutes of the game. And we are treating this because they didn't play that the last 5 minutes of the game like it was anything different. By the way, this game was also not close, which there have been plenty of All-Star games that aren't close, and they don't play defense right. in those games either, whether it was the 80s or the 90s or the 2000s.
Is that what the big thing, though? Like, everybody who complains about no defense, I'm like, really? That's your big gripe? Like, of everything?
No, it's called competing, trying to stop somebody. They're celebrating Jason Tatum for scoring 55 points as if someone was trying to stop him from scoring. Basically, it was a layup line.
My lawn!
I could have got 30 in that game.
But it's not wrong.
My age.
No, but...
Come on, Sedona. That game was embarrassing for the league.
Get off my lawn!
I don't
lawn.
Understand why 20,000 people would pay to go sit there and watch that.
If Maxi Kleber was there, they wouldn't score.
That's true. Good
but
point.
Isn't it...
Callback joke.
But don't the reason people go is because it's not just the biggest stars in the sport. There's all kinds of other stuff going on.
It's a show.
Right. So you go because there's LeBron James and there's Giannis and I don't know who the halftime performer was and who was the national anthem, but you go for the event.
No, don't give me that crap. That'd be like going to a Stones concert to watch Mick Jagger smoke
a
cigarette.
Let me ask you a
look,
question.
Oh, look, he's drinking tea. Ooh, look at that. He just walked across the stage. You're going to see him perform.
No, you can make the argument that Saturday has been better than Sunday for 15 years.
Yeah.
So, like, what? This is no different.
Okay, and Mac McClung saved Saturday.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no
was awesome.
Kid.
See, the South Bay Lakers should have kept him.
I know, man. He could play.
All right. So, we did a fun thing with listeners where we let a bunch of listeners try and predict who was going to be in the Super Bowl and the final score.
Right, right.
And we gave them $1 million if they did. A couple guys came close. Four of them got the right
combination.
Two teams.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's go around the room. Andy, I'll start with you. Mythical money, $1 million. Tell me the two teams that are in the NBA Finals this year.
Mythical $1 million says Denver Nuggets, Milwaukee Bucks.
Michael?
Phoenix versus Milwaukee.
Yes, I agree.
Phoenix, Milwaukee. Cap?
Boston, Phoenix.
I'm going to go with Cap. I think it's Boston, Phoenix.
See, we're smart basketball guys. Give it up. Give it up to me.
And Phoenix is a little bit of a reach, but I just think when Durant gets there, it's going to work.
If Chris Middleton is healthy, they're better than Boston.
Plus they got defense.
And they added Crowder. And Ingles, they've been not playing him on back-to-backs to save him
for
the playoffs.
I'm worried that Giannis is going to see a specialist for his wrist.
He's going to play.
Yeah.
Come on.
Not worried about that.
Well, remember last year he got hurt and that was it.
Oh, yeah, if he's off again.
Right, of course. Oh, but
if KD gets hurt, Phoenix is done.
Yeah. But if he's got 23 games. He's got, what, so
all
it's
right.
Old time. 2 months?
So settle an argument, George and Cap, between Michael and I. I think the Warriors are a force to be reckoned with and could make a run. Michael says not their year.
Nah, I agree with Michael. Mm-hmm. I've now seen them up close multiple times, and I don't. There's just something missing.
Too small.
Well, they
don't shoot enough free throws.
Correct. They don't get to the line, which is a big problem. They also turn the ball over a ton, which they always have, because Klay and Draymond and Steph play fast, almost too fast. But what they had in previous years, even last year to a lesser extent, They used to have, when they won all the championships, they had the guys like Sean Livingston and Andre Iguodala, these veteran glue guys, right, that were very important. Last year, they had Otto Porter, who I thought was the best minimum signing in the entire league last year. Guys like Bielitsa played a big role
for
them.
Gary Payton the second.
Gary Payton the second. They had glue guys. This team doesn't have that. They have the old guys and the young guys. They're trying to hope that Gary Payton the second could be a glue guy if he can play in 2 months.
Kind of glue are we talking? Like Elmer's, the white glue with the orange lit type?
Crazy glue. Crazy super glue.
Okay,
yeah.
So the kind of thing where the guy's hanging on the thing with holding onto his helmet.
No, right. Duco cement.
Okay, right. Gotcha. But Otto Porter was huge for them last year.
Where is Otto Porter now?
He's Toronto, but he's been hurt all year.
Yeah,
I haven't heard like he's
been
out of
He's been hurt most of his career.
Right. Yeah. Last year was the 1 year that he stayed healthy in like the last several.
Well, remember he got that one contract from the Wizards that was like $100 million.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yes, $100 million.
But Michael, is your opinion on the Warriors based on Steph coming back and being what Steph is normally?
Steph would be back with what he is, but they're just too small.
They're like 500 even with Steph this year.
Well, the most amazing thing, George, about them, they're 22-7 at home, and 7-22 on the road.
Yeah, you can't win on the road.
I've never seen anybody with home road splits like that.
Yeah, and like, look, they have guys who, like, I think Kuminga will eventually be a player.
Yeah, he's a nice player.
But he's still like a baby. Yeah. You know what I mean? In a lot of ways. I mean, he didn't even play real basketball until very late in his life. You know, so
how late? Like 90s?
What do you mean 90s?
I don't think he in his 90s.
Well, no, I don't think he was even alive. Yeah, I don't think he was even alive in the 90s.
Yeah, he's like 19 or 20 years old. First of all, he didn't play in this country, right?
No, he's from the Congo, I think.
Right, and then he played with G League Ignite for 2 years, right? So
it's always crazy to me when you hear about athletes who are just so good.
Yeah.
Like Darrell Wright didn't really start
playing. He was a baseball player.
Yeah, he didn't start playing seriously till like his senior year.
Yeah.
And then he ended up skipping college to go straight to the NBA. Like he's that good of an athlete.
Think about other athletes who were playing one sport and then transition into another sport to go pro. I mean, I think
Kyler Murray.
Well, yeah, but I think like Antonio Gates being a basketball player and then going to become
Jimmy
football
Graham
player.
Same thing.
You know, Michael didn't play basketball until he was a teenager.
That was about 17.
Look at you.
Yeah.
What did you play in the Bahamas? Soccer?
Yeah, cricket, soccer.
Cricket?
Softball.
Were you good with cricket?
Yeah, any sport I picked up, I could play.
I could bowl it past you. I'm a killer bowler.
You playing cricket?
Yeah, no way, good. Let's go. Me and you. All right, coming up next, a shortened version of Sedano and Cap. They're going to only go to 5:30, and then Spock and the Jock.
Yes.
Sliwa and Michael will take over. Lakers,
what's wrong with you?
Warriors.
Sliwa sounded sick yesterday. O'clock. Was he under the weather? Is he under the weather? What's going on? You should have some Purell if that's the case.
I definitely always do.
Yeah.
All right, Sedano and Cap next. Next,
where's Mason?
Rub it all over me.
Mason, I will say it again. Mason will never, ever be out off day'd. And this goes applies to Rams. If you take 3 or 4 days off, he's gone. Cap, he's gone.
What the hell?
He's gone. He'll go. Wait a minute. Ireland didn't work Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Okay, then I'm out. Yeah,
I mean, I don't even understand this.
No, he will not be out off date. He takes like a lot of pride in being the guy
you
who
just
has
got
gone
back,
the most.
Though. Like, no offense. I mean, Andy, we're happy to have you, but it just you know the deal here. Basically,
Mason makes Mason makes the guys who load manage look like AC Green.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Crosstalk is presented by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. ESPN LA.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Come on!
Bam, ba-da-bam. Bean, ba-da-bam. Cappy, pee the bed.
twice.
Two times, two different girls.
Bing, bada, boop, bada, beep, bada, dum, bada,
so there you go. You can never really be mad at your children.
My father called me today. He's like, hey, listen. He goes, you're not going to be happy with what I'm going to say, but I just got to say it. I'm like, go ahead, Dad. What do you got to say? He told me, he goes, the pictures that your daughter puts on Instagram, it's just not good.
Oh, because Charlie Kaplan is on Instagram too.
He's like, I don't know how you allow that. I go, allow it? She's 19 years old. She's in New Orleans. What do you mean allow it?
Right.
He's like, no, but it's not good. Doesn't she understand that what she's putting out there is like an advertisement? And I'm like, hey, Dad, I agree. I don't like the stuff she's putting on Instagram either. But what am I going to do? You know? What can I do? What do parents do, George?
Nothing. Just let your children be them. Listen, I feel like, see, when I was growing up, and I'm curious to hear the girls' thoughts on this too. When I was growing up, the girls, and boys for that matter, okay? Yeah. So not just girls, but the children or the kids that I grew up with whose parents were the most strict were the ones that became the most reckless when they were adults, when they turned into adults.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
Not for me.
Well, you were also like, you weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons, so that's also weird.
I mean, you beat up that guy in the cafeteria.
You did beat up that guy. Yeah.
I will say that, like, my dad fully buys into that theory because he swears that my mom, since she went to Catholic school, that, like, and her sister didn't, that my mom was like 10 times worse off because she would smoke cigarettes in the bathroom and hang out with boys when she was like 15. And so that's why my dad did not want me to go to a Catholic school, because he thought that, you know, if you're going to like a more strict school, then you're going to turn out like, you know, I guess bad.
I always went to public schools, but I always wanted those girls that went to the kind of school like the way you just described your mom wearing that like short little like green and blue checkery thing, right? Yeah. Like that was... Yeah. Like, you know, public school guys, we love that stuff.
The girl that was the most... I went to a Catholic high school. Okay?
Yeah, you did?
And I did.
Uniforms?
Yeah.
Tie?
No.
Jacket?
No.
Saddle shoes?
No.
Okay.
Just pants and a shirt.
Oh. Yeah. Golf shirt?
Button down.
Oxford.
Yeah, Oxford, but short sleeve or long sleeve.
Oh, short sleeve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Did you wear those things? They call them... what do they call them? Where it's like a fake collar?
No.
The guys would always wear them. It's like you basically take a dress shirt and you cut around the neck so you don't have to wear the full dress shirt and be all hot. You just put like a hoodie over it or something?
No.
How about an undershirt? You wear an undershirt?
Undershirt, yeah.
Yeah, because you sweat.
Yeah, it's, well, it's
the humidity.
Miami.
Yeah, right, Florida.
Yeah,
right.
So.
All right, so go ahead. You're in a Catholic school.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Both the boy and the girl that I went to high school with,
yeah,
whose parents made them the most sheltered,
yeah,
were maniacs. When we got out of like college, basically, like total maniacs,
because the parents were super strict,
wouldn't let them, like, literally had to be home like at like 10 or like o'clock or something ridiculous like that in high school. Couldn't go anywhere. Like, parents always had to come. Like, even if like the parents would drop us off somewhere, they would always have to be there somewhere. And both boy and a girl, I just thought of it, completely separate parents. Okay, different families, maniacs. When I tell you, like, the type of stuff that everybody has exploratory ages, right, in their late teens and early 20s. No, these people were like lucky they weren't in jail, like, type of thing. You know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff.
What do you mean? The parents were stalkers, you're saying?
No, I'm talking about the kids when they became adults.
Oh, okay, they're lucky
they're not
in jail.
They didn't end up in jail type of crazy crap they were doing.
Really?
See, in my school, I remember all the girls that were the opposite, whose parents were like letting them get drunk and have parties and stuff. And they were the girls that had, like, when they'd go tanning, they'd have the Playboy bunny sticker on their, you know, here on their little hip. Those girls.
She was on their ass.
No, it's like, on their hip there. Those girls, and they smoked cigarettes, and they would be like, oh, it's okay, we could party at my house. My mom's cool with it. Those girls all had, like, you know, babies by the time they turned 17 and... You know, yeah, no. Not for me.
What are we talking about? What happened here?
Complete opposite. Your daughter.
Right, and my father, all uptight. I don't like what she puts on Instagram. I'm like, hey, Dad, I don't like it either. Yeah. Then we get into a whole conversation about trafficking. It's like, all right. They're pictures. They're in college.
Yeah, leave them alone.
These are kids of a social media generation.
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, is she doing anything bad other than posting pictures?
I don't know what she's doing.
Probably not, is my guess.
Yeah, she's good, this one.
Then, and you're fine.
Yeah, I feel like, hey, I got her to where she's at.
Right.
Now she got to figure it out.
Yeah, 100%.
Unless she calls me for money. Like,
right. Or
like
a flight.
Day.
And then I got to figure
flights.
It out.
Two flights.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Cappy.
Yes.
Is she going to take the flight I figured out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I always said that the girl, like, to Sedano's point, the girl you have to worry about is a quiet one, because the one that's acting like a quote unquote, I don't want to say the word, you know,
Hoochie Mama.
Yes.
Bad girl, not good girl.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The one that's putting it all out there is really not doing anything.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Okay.
The one that's not putting anything out there the one that's doing
all of it. You got to be careful of the quiet ones.
She's the one, huh?
Yeah. Got to be careful.
No,
the quiet
she's
ones.
Putting stuff out there, so she ain't doing nothing.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
It's all show.
It's all show.
Okay. Well, good. I'm just glad saying. To hear that.
Yeah. You're good.
Cappy,
yes, sir.
What's not all show is that Bobby Wagner is no longer a Ram.
Yeah, it didn't exactly work out, did it? I mean,
well, I get it on his part. Yeah. He wants to win.
I mean, it's
and
not,
they need the space, let's be honest.
It's not that Bobby Wagner didn't come in this year and play decently. I'm not saying he was a superstar.
He played really well, actually. Wasn't he voted to the All-Pro team?
I mean, honestly.
Pretty sure, yeah.
But by the time, just his individual performance wouldn't have stood out in a season where everything had gone so wrong.
Yeah.
You know? And so I like Bobby Wagner. I loved him in Seattle. I loved him with that old school Legion of Boom defense. Mm-hmm. L.O.B. Richard Sherman, for those of you who understand that. Anyway, so I really liked Bobby. And I thought he was going to be a big part of this defense. But this team is going to have to do, I mean, a total makeover. Total makeover. This Rams team.
Yeah. And that you have. Here's what the Rams have to do.
Tell me.
They just have to go all in on offense. Like, just keep the key guys on, like Donald on defense and all the young guys you've drafted that played pretty well for them last year. Mm-hmm. Like, their defense was not the problem last year. It was they couldn't keep the quarterback upright, whoever it was, and they couldn't run the ball until the end of the season.
Was that really the Rams' problem, George?
Offense? Like, the offensive line?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Lots of different combinations.
Yeah.
Tons of injuries.
Right.
Did you read this piece today in The Athletic?
By Jordan Rodrigue?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
I suspected that you had.
You know I did. I sent it in the chat.
All right. Well, that was a setup.
It's so funny when you do that, Cap, because you'll be like, I read this thing today.
I sent it to you at 7:30 in the morning.
I know. And so that was the setup was, the setup is, hey, George, have you read this article? And then you're going to go, yeah, of course I read it. Yeah, it's a great article. I'm going to go, yeah, let me tell you a couple things. But you know that you sent it, and I know that you sent it.
Why are we lying to the audience,
no
then?
Lie.
Yes.
That's a setup.
No, that's a lie.
No lie.
That Laura, is that a lie?
I have no idea what's going on.
Okay, okay, good.
Wait,
good.
I have the perfect thing to say to this.
Yeah.
Both can be true.
Oh.
That's fair. That's fair. So Cappy says, did you read this story in The Athletic today about the Rams and Sean McVay? And I said, yeah, Jordan Rodrigue. And he's like, and then he starts trying to set it up. And I'm like, of course, and I like, of course I know you. I sent it to you.
Oh, yeah, he did send us a link earlier on.
So there. He's lying to the audience.
No, I'm not.
Cappy.
No, I'm not. Hey, did you guys hear about the girl
it's
today?
Glasses.
No, did you hear about the girl today that took her car to get fixed and then walked home?
Laura.
And then, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I sent the video, bro.
Except the difference is.
What?
The difference is everyone else has probably read, well, not everyone, but a lot of people have probably read the Jordan Rodrigue story. Not everyone knows that Laura went to go fix her car.
All right. Nobody's read it, and here's why.
Yeah.
It's freaking amazingly written, and it's super long.
Right.
So I have
and The Athletic. People don't want to pay you, is what you're saying?
I have it. I'm willing to pay it.
Look at you. You paid for something.
I paid, I don't know how much.
You won't pay for your daughter to fly certain, you know, a certain way, but like you're going to pay for The Athletic. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. You know, and I'm not paying for Blake and the Substack.
Right. I mean, if I were Blake, I'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah, now you should be pissed.
Yeah.
All right, listen to this.
Yeah.
So you say that the problem with the Rams this year, offensive line, quarterback gets hurt.
No continuity.
Free agent wide receiver doesn't work out.
Right. Which, by the way, in that story, we found out that Allen Robinson, it wasn't so much, like, it wasn't all his fault, too, we found out in that story. Did you not read that part?
Yes, I understand that he was not utilized in the offense the way he thought he was going to be.
Right.
Okay, so fair. But
right, and Stafford didn't get any chemistry with him before literally game one.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though, just a little revisionist history related to the Rams.
Yeah.
The obvious part, right, that we all saw, O-line injured, quarterback hurt, receiver doesn't work out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Everything fell apart.
Okay. But I would argue after reading this piece today,
yeah,
that one of the biggest reasons
yeah.
that the Rams sucked as bad as they did last year
Why?
Was not just because of the obvious stuff that we all got to see.
Was that Sean McVay is a gets too high and gets too low.
The internal turmoil that yeah. Sean McVay himself created
right.
as the center of the storm
right.
impacted everybody in that organization.
Right.
Listen to these quotes.
Yeah.
This is Sean McVay. I have an ability to bring people with me in this positive energy and this aura.
Right.
I mean, by the way, he talking about himself. He ain't talking about somebody else, like giving somebody else a compliment. He's like, hey, I got this power. Here's the next line.
Yeah.
But I also believe that can be equally destructive. Even if I'm not saying anything, the frustration, the body language, guys feel that.
Yeah.
And
now I know why Sean and I get along.
Yeah, you guys are like forces of freaking nature.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jordan writes this in the piece.
Yeah.
McVay is referred to those who know him as a thermostat.
Yeah.
With energy capable of changing a room. When he is high, he lifts people with him. When he is low, he drags them down.
Right.
He knows this about himself, but he can't always control it, and that leads to guilt. Oh my God. Like, this is like The Sopranos and Ted Lasso. Like, the leader needs to go see a shrink. Well, and work on this.
So over time, you and I have had this conversation where Sean and I on the air have talked about the phrase quality time. Like, how much quality time are you getting?
Mm-hmm.
And he always would say to me, you know, George, not getting enough. I got to do a better job of balancing that. For years on this very station, I have had those conversations with him. And so this is not a surprise to me. And especially when, I don't know if you've ever listened to him do the Jay Glazer podcast.
I have not.
Where they've talked about
mental health and
mental
so
health
on,
right? and what he calls gray days,
yeah,
right?
That's what Jay calls them.
Right.
My man, shout out.
And Sean uses the same phrase. He's like, Sean goes, whoa, you have those two in one of the podcasts, the mm-hmm. original one they did together. And yeah, so this is not all that surprising to me. I also think, though, the fact that he told that stuff mm-hmm. to Jordan mm-hmm. is, I think... Sean McVay's still a young person.
Totally.
I mean, what is he, 35?
If that.
Yeah. And so
something like that.
At 35, I would still say, even though I was a grown-ass man, there's still a lot of crap you're trying to figure out in your life.
Oh, dude.
At 35 years old.
Dude, I just turned 53.
Right.
Which I don't like to admit, and I know a lot of you guys who right. are watching right now on YouTube look at me.
It's the bizarro right. 35.
Right. They look yeah. at me and they're like, nah, you can't be 35. Right.
You can't be older than 51.
Come on. Yeah. There's no chance.
Not a day older than 51.
No chance.
No.
35, still a baby.
Right. You know some stuff, but you don't know anything.
Right. Still a baby.
Honestly, it wasn't until like 40 where I was like, I think I kind of got this now. At least I have a good handle on how to drive the car.
Yeah. Well.
The car of life.
Got it.
Yeah. But so I think very self-reflective
well,
on
is.
His part.
It is, but it's also very enlightening. Yeah. Tons of injuries on the offensive line. Yeah. Quarterback gets hurt.
Yeah.
Wide receiver doesn't work out. No running game, et cetera, et cetera. But in the end,
Lindsay,
it's him.
Yeah, I agree. He's equally as part of the problem. I mean, ultimately, if the offensive line, all that stuff wouldn't have gone south, the thermostat would have stayed high.
Right.
And not gone low.
Right. If he's winning, he's okay. When he's losing, it's like people who are in the money business. When the stock market's hot, they're happy as can be.
Yeah.
When the stock market's
bulls,
down,
bulls.
They got
same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Like, they can't handle life.
So what I would say to you is this. I think that we should get Sean on. Whenever they just email Artis and say to him that we haven't had Sean in a long time, that we would love to catch up with him. You don't have to reference this story, but just say we want to catch up with him. Like, we haven't talked to him in a long time. Whenever his first availability is, you know, the combine.
How about tomorrow?
Probably not tomorrow.
Come
What's
on,
wrong
Cappy?
With tomorrow?
I'm a little room.
The combine is coming up soon.
I gotcha.
Right? The draft is also coming up soon. So like that in that time frame, he may have some time for us is my guess. Right now, he needs time to chill, bro.
And you know what? While you're at it, Linz, if you don't mind, tell Artis that I'd like to have Sean McVay as our guest in the 710 suite for a Laker game.
Yeah.
Tell him we'd like to have a
He's
little social
He's actually a big
time.
Hoops fan.
Okay. And tell Artis, you know what else? Tell Artis we want Artis to come too.
Yes.
Okay.
So we want Artis and Sean.
And
okay.
Yeah. Artis can, like, let's bring them all. Like, they could bring some family, friends,
yeah,
whatever guests.
Tell Sean to bring
yeah.
his wife.
Yeah.
Got it.
Tell Artis to bring his whole family.
Yeah.
The entire mishbucha.
Right. And we will host them. And we can have, Sean is a big Hoops fan. So is okay. Artis.
And we'll get him some vodka cranberries.
Oh, he's big on vodka
And then we'll get him dancing.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
We can get him on the Jumbotron dancing with you, Cappy, and it'll go viral.
Oh, dude. That's what you want.
Actually, yeah, I know his angle.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
doing it. The bump.
You know who's going to be mad.
As long as you don't do that dance you tried doing with me when I walked
in
there.
The doing the bump.
Laura is right, though.
Yeah.
You hear Laura?
Somebody's going to be upset, huh?
Yeah.
Who dat?
I mean, y'all know.
He's on vacation.
Y'all do know.
Yeah, he's on vacation today.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be like, oh, so you guys went to the game with Sean McVay, huh?
Got on the Jumbotron.
Or me and that individual you're speaking of do have a mandate planned for, I want to say, like March 8th. Yeah. I don't remember who the Lakers are playing that night. And maybe we get him to come that night.
No.
No, you don't want him there.
No.
Yeah, I don't want him there.
No.
I got you.
No.
I'm feeling you.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, everybody should turn on our YouTube show today because we are hot.
Yeah?
We are hot.
I don't know about that. I mean, I'm going to be hot in here. It's
very hot.
Warm, actually.
I'm going to turn down the AC.
I am hot. I'm very warm.
Y'all
tripping. My sweater off.
Yeah, it's warm.
Y'all tripping is freezing.
Yeah. Real quick, though, Cappy. Coming up next, I want to get into the Lakers. LeBron's demeanor is fascinating to me, according to Dave McMiniman, who was there today and had an interesting report on LeBron. I want to get into that, just kind of where they are, and let's assess. We're going to do some assessing in a moment.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For a new love, baby. A new love. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These are some moves. People are getting to see them now on YouTube. Now, as I tell you I can move, people can actually see it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they can see it all right.
Yeah, watch this right here. Little delay. Oh, you're not watching? I'm watching.
I'm not watching.
Well, you know, the whole circle is now in the YouTube chat.
Oh, okay, good.
So you don't even have to go to Twitter anymore. You just come right here to YouTube. It's a live YouTube chat right now.
I like the circle better.
Well, they're all in here.
Yeah.
They're all here.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, Jody Watley, what's up, girl? Shout out to you. Happy birthday. And, or, you know, whatever. And, you know, hey, maybe we get you to a Laker game, too. The night we take Sean McVay, we'll take Jody Watley, too. I'm looking for a new love, baby. A new love.
So, Dre, she tweets us in the Sedano and Cap circle of trust and says, the ladies are correct. I'll drop an occasional bikini pic, but I'm fairly conservative offline and never been an easy takedown. My dad hates it too, but he's dramatic. Ain't nothing wrong with little skin as long as you carry yourself well.
Wait a second. Did Dre say, and you said she's a she?
Yeah, Dre.
Dre?
As in Andrea.
Andrea.
Oh, she said that she's never been an easy takedown?
Yeah.
What is this, a wrestling match?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
this is Greco-Roman all up in it?
Sometimes it can be. Yeah.
You know?
Just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, Dre.
The women that say, people always thought I was hella easy because of the way that I'm very open, and I'm like, bro, no. But
so you're hella not easy?
Yes. Not easy. But that's, I always say, like, the women that carry themselves very... like, oh my God, you know?
No, what does that mean? Oh my God, what?
Trying not to say certain words on air.
Oh, my B.
Anyway.
Speaking of my B, have you seen this story about the Powerball, the $2 billion Powerball?
All right, tell.
Yeah, that was my what you need to know.
Oh, damn it, then we'll wait
and
okay. save it.
It's no, okay. no, no, no. Find another one.
No, no, it's a good tease.
Okay.
It's a good tease
okay.
for what you need to know. Because it is a good what you need to know.
Cappy, you really don't know it?
Wait a second. Hold on a second.
Don't ask any questions because then we're just going to blow it.
Here's me. Hey, George.
Yeah.
Hey, George. Have you read the article in The Athletic?
I did what he did. See how it feels?
Wait, did you send it to him, Cappy? No,
at the commercial break, George was like, dude, did you hear this story about the guy with the lottery ticket in Altadena?
See, that's no fun because then you already reacted to it.
No,
you know?
No, but I mean, this was
a
setup.
This is a new
girl.
She's
a softball.
I did it to him.
See, the last 2 days I've done the thing he does to him.
Yes.
And then he's like incredulous about it.
Right. I'm like, wait, you just told me I can't do that.
Right.
Now you're doing it to me.
Right. But I'm showing you how it feels.
I like to savor the reaction for live radio.
The Circle of Trust people sent it. It was in there.
Oh, okay.
That's where I saw it. Well, but it's okay. But we can have a reaction to it because I still have plenty to say about it.
All right. Well, shout out to the Circle. And I don't have all the details. So no. I'm waiting.
I read all the details.
Okay. I don't have them.
It's crazy.
Really?
It's cray cray.
Yeah.
For reals?
Oh, man. It's like there should be a movie written about this, Kathy, a documentary or something.
You must not have read the whole.
No, I didn't read any of it. George just told me a preview.
It was in the prep email.
No, I didn't read that.
I know.
I didn't read that.
I'm just joking. I know you're driving up today.
Speaking of prep.
Right. I was battling the rain.
Speaking of prep, I think LeBron's ready. He's focused.
I think so, huh?
Yeah. It's, you know, he's already talked about these next 23 games are the most important in his regular, you know, in his career and in the regular season.
Right.
And McMiniman was there today. Your boy.
Dave McMiniman.
McMiniman. Yeah. So he was reporting.
I'm looking for him tonight, by the way.
Okay, good. He was reporting today on NBA Today, yeah, about, what was that?
McMiniman.
Yeah. Well, he was reporting about how kind of LeBron was not in a joking mood today. He was very serious.
LeBron kept things pretty close to the chest today. I mean, some days you can tell he wants to talk, others, like today, pretty tight lip. But the one thing that caught my eye was his smile when asked about Darvin Ham, saying that he's sticking with the same starting five that we saw prior to the break in that win against the Pelicans. The Lakers have played 59 games so far this season. They've had 30 different starting lineups, the most in the league. And LeBron said this is something he's talked about time and time again in post-game press conference scenarios. How they've shuffled through different starting lineups, different closing lineups. He feels like this is a good starting point for this final stretch. Again, not just the most 23 important games of the season. LeBron said over the weekend, the 23 most important games of his regular season career. He put himself out there. Darvin Ham put the team out there saying they want to get the sixth seed or higher. I asked LeBron about that goal. He said, hey, it's good to set goals and have something to strive for.
So focused, but finally put a smile on his face when he heard about the same starting lineup, because he has lamented that openly multiple times over the season.
Yeah, he isn't usually bashful when he's got a strong opinion.
Right.
And I don't remember what game it was a few weeks back when somebody asked him, and he's like, well, don't you see like how every night things change?
Yeah.
Like that's kind of like our problem.
Right.
And I don't even know if, now that I think about it, it may have been Brody who back then may have talked about that as well.
Yeah.
But clearly it was an ongoing issue.
Right.
You, at the trade deadline, get three pieces now.
Yeah.
That should be your starting pieces.
A fit.
So that guys like Austin Reeves, for example.
Can go to their right proper role on the bench.
A guy like Troy Brown.
Right.
You know,
Dennis Schroeder.
Exactly. Yeah. These guys go back. You know, I like Wenyen Gabriel. 10 minutes a game is probably enough.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see more of Mo Bamba tonight. I'm going to be curious about that.
Mo Bamba? You like Mo Bamba?
I want some Mo.
Mo.
That's from Mason in Ireland. I stole that on purpose.
You're going to get a text soon.
Oh,
you're going to get a text,
buddy. That's our drop. You can't use that drop. Don't you use our drop.
You're going to get a text. And rightly so.
Hack. Wow.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, everything fits now. Yeah,
well, we think.
I mean, in theory.
We think it fits.
It didn't fit before. That's for sure.
But what it did is it fit when LeBron came back to play one game before the All-Star break.
Yeah.
It worked that night. Win over New Orleans. And now tonight, George, you got obviously two.
They
got
to win this game.
No,
they're 6-point favorites.
Right.
There's no Andrew Wiggins.
Right.
There's no Steph Curry.
Correct.
You got to win this game.
Precise. That's what I was going to say, just so you know.
Okay, good.
I was going to say that.
Good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
If they don't have. Look, if Steph Curry were playing tonight, I'd be like, okay, this they got to win, but this is going to be a really tough game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's not going to be tough. Every game here is going to be tough. Because, listen, what we heard Patrick Beverley say the other day, my goal is to keep them out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's everybody's goal.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see the Lakers fail. Everybody wants to see LeBron not be in the playoffs again.
Yeah, I agree. Coming up next, Slee's going to be on the spot. But before that, do you want to hear the positive or the negative spin on the Lakers before we go?
I want to hear the negative.
All right, Laura, Zach Lowe, get that one ready. So basically, our boy Kendrick Perkins said that he felt that the Lakers will huddle up together. They're going to go on a win streak. They're going to get things sorted out. And Zach Lowe was like, I don't know.
Momentum, 5-game winning streaks. The Lakers are 27-32. Like, not a lot of teams that are 27-32 just like, okay, we're going to go on a 5-game winning streak now. That's like a fifth of their total wins for the whole season.
Yeah.
And I understand they're a totally new team with the subtraction of Russell Westbrook, D'Angelo Russell, Jared Vanderbilt, Malik Beasley. They're a team that makes sense now. They didn't make sense before. They make sense now. I just have to see it for like a week before I start projecting like 6th, 5th, 7 out of 8. They're 13th right now.
Totally fair, by the way.
This guy, Zach Lowe, man. Does he even watch basketball?
Actually, he watches more basketball than anyone I know.
I mean, come
on. He literally watches basketball when there's no basketball. Like, he goes, Zach Lowe, this is not even an exaggeration. Zach Lowe watches every single game.
I mean, the way McMiniman, you know, says to me, you even watch these guys? Hey, Zach Lowe, come on, man. Listen, you may watch more basketball, but you got to understand the human spirit.
Yeah.
You got to understand what's inside the heart of a champion.
That's what Perk was trying to say.
Well, that's why guys like me and Perk are on the same page.
McMiniman.
Because, again, championship caliber mindset.
We can play the Perk sound for Slee on the other side. But I do think it's reasonable to say, hey, they haven't won 5 games all year in a row, so let's slow down a little bit.
But we understand why.
Yeah.
Between injuries and locker room chemistry.
But he said they fit now. But let me see. He said, just can I see it for a week
before
we get
there? Yeah, Zach.
That's not unreasonable.
See it.
I want to see it too.
I'm going tonight, up close and personal.
I have said, if they get in, they're dangerous. But I need to see them get in first.
Hey, listen.
If
me and LeBron hug it out tonight, will you take a picture?
No, you're never not going to hug it out.
If
security will tackle you.
If LeBron and I decide to take a picture together, will you take the picture?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
So O'Shea's supposed to be on Mason and Ireland tomorrow without Mason.
Time out. I told Greg, since we discussed this yesterday, I'm going to invite O'Shea to come by and bring him a birthday cake if he comes on our show instead.
Oh, okay.
So it's
Mason is going to get so mad.
It's an or. It's not an and. It's an or.
Correct.
Okay.
Hey, well, he doesn't have to come for crosstalk.
Right. There you go. I don't care. I love talking to O'Shea.
I've never met O'Shea.
Really?
Never met him.
Huh.
And by the way,
he did call you, what did he call you? Blank document.
Yeah, he did. I didn't get that.
That was funny.
I still don't get it. What does it mean?
Ay, Dios mío.
What's it mean?
Ay, Dios mío.
Yeah. But listen, O'Shea, I mean, much love, but I would much rather meet Dad, frankly.
Yeah.
I'd like to hug it out with Dad.
Yeah. I don't know if Dad would want to hug it out with you.
Why not?
I was going to say.
Why?
I don't know. Just don't feel like, I don't know if Dad's like a hug it out kind of guy.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely looks like he got a scowl. You know what I'm saying?
I know that O'Shea's a hug-it-out guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if I only can hug it out with Junior, then I will.
Okay. No, but you just now said you didn't want to hug it out with
him. Well, I'm saying if given the choice, I'd rather hug it out with Dad.
How about with Slee?
I love Slee. Hugged it out with him yesterday.
You hugged it out with Slee yesterday?
In a big way.
Is that true, Slee?
Yeah, saw Cap immediately. There was an embrace, and then as we both parted ways, we embraced again. So actually, 2 hugs yesterday.
Wow, yeah,
that's right.
Double dip.
Yeah,
I love love. You know what I'm saying? I love to give it. I love to receive it.
McMiniman.
You know,
yeah.
Just love love.
Slee, the road starts now, right? Like there's no more room for losses. There's no Steph Curry tonight. There's no Andrew Wiggins. You have to win this game tonight, correct?
I'm with you. I really am. And I get it. I mean, I know there's the literal sense of it's a must win. I understand. I get what that all means. But if you're whatever your number is, right, if you think Lakers got to win 13, 14, whatever it is to get inside of this, get in the playing tournament, not every game's created equal in the sense that, like you mentioned, George, they don't have Wiggins, they don't have Steph Curry. You're at home. You're coming off a win where you finally got a chance to kind of see a group of guys all together. It was the first time since the trade deadline that everybody was in the lineup together. You won that game handily. You can't just start your final 23 games with an L. I really do think it would be devastating if they did lose, especially got a 3-game road trip coming up. So I'm with you that nothing other than a W tonight is acceptable.
See, Slee, I think that this Laker team is going to come out and play with what I like to call like a lot of...
some chutzpah?
Yes, but like Riz. Do you know what that means, no. Slee?
So this, if you remember, Cap, this came up on Ask Cap. What was that? Yesterday, right?
Right.
Oh, you did Ask Cap?
I did.
Did you learn it?
Who was better at Ask Cap? Who was better at it, Ask Cap or Ask Sedano?
Come on, tell him the truth.
That's actually a good question. I don't know. I've never really kind of compared Ask Caps and Ask Sedanos. Okay, I'll say this. I thought the questions yesterday to Cap were a little kind of, which I kind of expect, a little all over the place.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes the questions will determine good the actual Ask Slee is going to be or Ask Sedano or Ask Cap. So he had some random questions yesterday that I liked.
So, George, the thing is, the kids say this one now, that you got to play with a whole bunch of Riz.
Right.
It's kind of a replacement for swag,
right.
Sort of an abbreviation of charisma.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So that's the thing, though. I think, Slee, what I'm getting at is there's going to be a different attitude on this team because of what they've gotten out of their locker room. Yes, the physical piece is obvious, but the emotional part of getting Russ out of this locker room, to me, that's going to equal Riz on the floor. Good use.
I love the use of Riz there. So here's the thing, Scott. I'll tell you this, and I think we've all seen enough Laker games over the last 2 years where you kind of start, there might be a time where you say, is there something here? Can they start building some momentum? And then they'll take two steps back. So I don't disagree that that can't happen, but I also don't want to just have faith thinking in my head, believing something that I haven't. I don't want to give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't disagree with the trade. I don't disagree that having Russ out of there, I spent some time yesterday, we're talking about this, just not having Russ there is great for Russell Westbrook. It's great for the Lakers. And what does that all mean over the final 23 games? I think we'll find out. But I've also watched enough of this team where – you get a little momentum, and then you're down to the Blazers by 19 at halftime. You get a little momentum, and then you lose against the Pelicans, who had lost 10 games in a row. It's a different squad. I'm not saying it's the same, but I want to see it before I just start proclaiming that I think it's going
to
happen.
Slee, give me 1 second here, because I need to address Kaplan for what he was doing while you were talking. What the hell were you doing?
So if you're watching the YouTube, down below there's a lower third graphic, and there's a picture of Slee, right?
And what were you doing with your fingers?
I was trying to, like, crush his little grape head on the YouTube, you know, because he's just, it's like right here.
Did you even listen to a word he said?
Yeah, so the thing is this. I disagree with you, just like I disagree with Zach Lowe. Let me see it. For me, I'm like, I've already seen it, and I know what to expect
now. You've seen it for one game.
Right, and now they've got to shoot like a rocket ship.
Do you think that Slee and Zach Lowe are being unreasonable when they say, I need to see it for at least a few games?
Not unreasonable at all. I just expect this team blasts off right from here. That's all.
Okay. All right. Do you think that when LeBron said, Slee, that I'm going to play in all 23 games, that was a just kind of like a message to Anthony Davis?
I think it's definitely a message. I know the AD thing specific, but I think just in general, he's basically said, look, if LeBron missed 5 games, 6 games over these final 23, probably not going to make the playoffs.
Toast.
If AD missed 5 or 6 games in this next 23, probably not going to make the playoffs.
Toast.
So, look, I think it could be a he doesn't have to tell him directly, but I think there's a message there that that's the only shot we got. I mean, if you're already going to have all these challenges, you're already going to have teams that are kind of fighting for the same positioning that you're fighting for, and it's not going to be an easy road. And teams love taking on the Lakers when they're on the road. Players love taking on the Lakers. You are kind of, as you just said, Cap, toast. If AD's playing, if he plays 17 of these final 23, you tell me, you know, what their record would be. Or if Bron plays 17 of these 23, I think there's a little subliminal message there to AD that we both got to play. If we don't, then we don't have a shot of getting in the postseason.
You got anything else for him?
What do you think? You think he's right or wrong?
I think he's right. That's why I asked the question.
Okay. Well, you mean just to make sure that
Slee and I are in the league.
You guys are...
Yeah, we wanted to make sure we're on the right same page.
I know, but this whole thing, I actually do think if we all believe that LeBron says things with intention,
yeah,
he's sending a message to AD.
Yeah.
which gets us right back to the night that he broke Kareem's record and AD's behavior.
No, those are separate things. Did you see what AD said when he was asked about Russ the other day?
I did.
Yeah. Wasn't very complimentary.
Not at all.
Yeah. So that, again, I'm going to trust the reporting on that night.
I'm going to trust what I saw.
I'm going to trust my reporting, and I'm going to trust the reporting that came the next day.
I'm going to trust my reporting.
Which is what?
Which was what I saw on a monitor that particular evening.
Dope.
No, seriously.
Anyway,
that's
Slee.
Reporting.
Since Travis has been out this week, I'm going to put you on the spot because this is Slee on the spot.
Okay.
Who's been your favorite co-host this week?
So it's only been Yates.
Oh.
That's all I've had.
Oh, really?
So then it must be Yates.
I thought there was more than one. Well, that's my fault. That's my bad.
And you guys have done enough with Yates to know it's easy breezy, right? So, yeah I've enjoyed the time with Clint.
Mm. I was hoping there would be someone else in there so you could actually, like, you know, make a decision, but that was my fault.
How about Clinton rocking that tank top
Yates
the other day?
Tomorrow as well.
Oh, really? Playing pickleball with you.
He did. Rocked Slee, have you played pickleball?
All right, I'm going a week from today. I guess right now I still got to reserve the court. This is amazing. I didn't know you have to reserve them. It's,
how about this, Slee?
You
next Thursday. Yeah. Oh, no, you're on the air. You can't play with me.
Take the day off.
Take the day off.
Me and Shitano, we've got
he's
a practice
amazing,
session.
Bro.
That's true.
Yeah.
I got to wait for Jorge and Berg to get off. So I think we're going to play around 6 on a week from today.
All right.
6 is too late.
Yeah, it's... We're on the air.
Yeah. And it's also too late.
Yeah.
Yeah. We may not be on the air.
Which day?
Week from today.
Oh, that's next Thursday.
You guys will be.
No, yeah, we're off Tuesday and Wednesday.
Tuesday, right? Wednesday, there's like games on the East Coast.
Yeah. Mm. I love those games.
I know, me too.
My favorite.
That's why we need the Lakers in the playoffs desperately.
Yeah. They don't play in the East Coast, though.
No, I know, but we still, you know, they'll have a 7 o'clock game, you know, and makes a 5:30 show.
Oh, okay.
And gets me over to the arena and gets me into those tacos in the 710 suite.
Yeah. All right, Slee. We'll see you later, pal.
All right, pal. Sounds good.
There you go. Slee's
coming up. And the dessert truck. You know, the dessert truck that you brag so much about.
The cart.
Yeah. It's not really a truck.
Yeah. Be fascinating if they got a truck in there. So, all right. Coming up next, Cappy. Darvin Ham has laid down the law when it comes to these next 23 games. We'll tell you what he said. Thanks to Slee for joining us for Slee on the Spot each and every Laker game day. Slee will be coming up at 5:30 with Michael. Stick around. We're back in 2 minutes.